The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
Kellyanne, the blonde you love to hate, with the best news since faith-based reality. Now the internet can be on your side, thanks to AlternativeFacts.com. Imagine an alternative answer to any question, a way to free yourself and your family and friends from the tyranny of Google and Wikipedia. Our patented Alternative Facts Generator engine harnesses cutting-edge artificial intelligence technology to produce believable, fact-related answers to your questions. Any question, anytime, 24/7. But here's the key to why AlternativeFacts.com will change your life. Through what our data mining system already knows about you, the answers are personalized to you and what you already believe and know. No more embarrassment in front of friends, family, or employers.
Wow, your phone says game 5. All right, dude, drinks on the house.
Huh, this says they skipped a leap year. I'm sorry, I doubted you, honey. For any device, for your entire connected world, AlternativeFacts.com connects you to the answers you want. Designed by top professionals in the field, AlternativeFacts.com doesn't look like some scuzzy fake news site, because it isn't one. It's the same alternative fact generator engine used by top professionals, and now their secret is yours too. But don't take my word for it, even though I'm being paid to not lie to you. Try AlternativeFacts.com on a free 10-day trial. We're so sure you'll want to subscribe after those 10 days, we'll already sign you up. What have you got to lose? Except self-doubt. AlternativeFacts.com. Our truth will set you free.
I hope you're ready, because here we go. We're going to start right off by jumping right into the middle of the shite storm. So hold on to something, because here we go. One of the vital steps leading us to where we currently are was the fact that Barack Obama was an utterly corrupt, warmongering child killer who spent 8 years running our government for the benefit of the Wall Street war machine and dumping all over everyone else, thus meeting to pretty much universal disgust with the Democratic Party amongst everyone but some deluded bots sitting in front of their MSDNC box. And now I'll tell you what I really think. The years of the Obama administration saw the most massive, quote, redistribution of wealth from the bottom to the top in all human history. The Obama administration also fried vast swaths of the planet with hellfire. The Obama administration destroyed several previously thriving countries. They killed hundreds of thousands and they created millions of refugees, whilst simultaneously blowing thousands of children into little bits with remote-controlled flying robots. The Obama also proved more than willing to destroy the First Amendment in order to prosecute anyone who either publicly exposed the banksters or exposed government criminality as well, including even those who tried to follow the rules and work through official channels, as war crimes and mass-scale financial perfidy were literally defining our culture. The Obama was very busy prosecuting more whistleblowers than all the previous presidents in American history combined, even as the actual crimes that were being exposed were simply ignored and thus simply continued unabated. And as he was doing all that, Barack Obama also accumulated a multi-million dollar personal fortune. And as if that weren't already enough, Obama also vastly expanded the powers of the police state and of the presidency, just in time for Donald Trump to come along and assume those powers so that he can now vastly expand them even further. In 2007, when I first understood that Barack Obama was a serious candidate for president, I did what I always do, and I looked up who was giving him money. And when I saw that Barack Obama's top private contributor was Goldman Sachs, then that told me all I needed to know about Barack Obama. I tried to warn people at the time, but I got so much truly serious flack for doing so that I finally just shut up about it. Now, as you probably gathered, shutting up is not something that I generally do very much. I was still new in town at that time, and I did not want to offend too many people too quickly, for offending large numbers of people should probably be done only as part of a larger strategic plan. Figuring such things out is not magic. It is not genius. It is not guesswork. Figuring out such things is usually pretty easy, in fact, if you know the real facts. And if you can look at those facts in an unbiased manner, why, I bet you could do it too. Welcome. This is the Thunderbolt for March 6th, 2020. This is a brand new show this week, and the rest of this week's show features election coverage, though keep in mind that I recorded this last week before Pete Buttigieg dropped out of the race, so my coverage is already somewhat dated, but whatever. The overarching themes still apply, and I am still well pleased with this week's show, and I hope you will be as well. And so, the race is on! Here we go! Yes, kids, the political punditry are mounting their steeds and drawing their swords! It is time to embark upon our quadrennial circus to determine which of two lying corporate fascists that Goldman Sachs is going to install in the White House this time. Who will it be? The millionaire center of the roadest? Or will it be the elitist multimillionaire ex-Republican self-proclaimed capitalist who is pushing Medicare for all? Or possibly, the billionaire one percenter will be able to simply purchase the nomination. Yes, kids, this is a warning. The election has begun. Look out. You need to take appropriate measures. You need to gird your loins or put your flak jacket on. Or cover your ass, or stick your head in a hole in the ground, or whatever strategy you deploy in order to survive these excruciating ordeals. Our elections are simultaneously very important and almost completely irrelevant, and I will be covering them in a manner appropriate to that paradigm. You thus stand duly warned. So let us speak first of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders used to spend an hour each week on Tom Hartman's national radio program taking live calls from random people on the phone as millions of people listened in. Now, I cannot imagine any other U.S. senator doing such a thing. Bernie Sanders has been almost 100% consistent for over 40 years now. And the only thing he has changed has been a few screwed up things he said and did, but was subsequently schooled on and then subsequently corrected many of his errors. Which is yet another thing I cannot imagine any other U.S. senator doing. Now, I'm not sure about Bernie's current support or lack of same for military spending, which his past record on that is quite alarming, actually. But I suspect he would eventually take on the military machine as well. Bernie Sanders is also something of a grumpy old man, which is another thing that I can actually relate to about him. I like Bernie Sanders, and that is yet another thing I cannot imagine saying about any other U.S. senator. My fondness for Bernie Sanders is, in fact, why I hope he does not become a serious threat to become the next president, as I'm pretty sure he would not survive that. And I am very curious as to who Bernie has in mind for vice president. Partly for that reason. In addition, even if elected, Bernie would face a united front of opposition on nearly every front that truly matters, including from the Republicans and the Democrats and the Israelis and the Goldman Sachs war machine and the Pentagon and the CIA and etc. and so forth and so on ad infinitum. The only way Bernie Sanders will make it to the White House, and the only way he will able to get anything of any kind whatsoever actually done, in the very small chance that he does actually get there, the only thing that can actually turn this thing into an actual thing is if Bernie Sanders has a mass movement of several million people who are willing and able to take to the streets in order to have his back. Ironically, that is largely what Donald Trump did and is still doing. The difference, of course, is that the rump is about as full of shite as it is possible to be, whilst Bernie Sanders is the real deal. If you are really going to put Bernie Sanders into such a position, please make sure you do not leave him hanging afterwards. Anyway, the cluster frig in Iowa demonstrated not only that the corporate Democrats are a bunch of lying fascists, judging from the results of the last election, most everyone seems to have already figured that out anyway. But Iowa also proved that they totally suck at it. All the facts aren't in on Iowa yet, which says something in and of itself. But the facts we do have is that there were major vagubliations due to some app that was developed by a bunch of the most corrupt Clinton insiders. This app was developed by a firm called, and I can't make this up, Shadow Incorporated. And it turns out that Shadow Inc.'s CEO is Gerard Niemira, N-I-E-M-I-R-A, who has previously boasted about creating digital tools for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential bid. State financial records show that the Iowa Democratic Party paid out about $63,000 in November and December to Shadow Incorporated for mobile software allegedly to help party officials quickly tabulate results. Boy, that sure worked out. It turns out that Shadow Inc. is a subsidiary of another company called, and again, I could not make this up, Acronym. And Acronym's founder and CEO is named Tara McGowan. And Ms. McGowan previously served as press secretary to Senator Jack Reed, a thoroughly corrupt Democrat from Rhode Island. And she also served as a digital producer for Barack Obama's re-election campaign. And Acronym's chief operating officer is Kim Peiser, P-E-Y-S-E-R, a former Obama administration official. And the company's current training manager is Andrea Ramos, who is also the current digital organizing director for Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign. And surprise, surprise, Shadow's clients also include Mayor Pete Buttigieg's presidential campaign. Gee, what a small world. Yes, kids, the race is on. Yes, we've rounded the first bin, and the contestants are bunched up in a crowd, vying to be the next a presidentess. So far, Bernie is in the lead, and that is in spite of the fact that while there is no proof yet, Occam's razor would indicate that the Democratic Party machine was trying to steal yet another election from Bernie Sanders. But their plan went off the rails due to incompetence, or not, since indeed Bernie was unable to declare unequivocal victory and take advantage of the boost, just as Joe Biden did not suffer as much as he should have due to his dismal results. I suspect that that was collateral damage, though, as I don't credit the Democrats with being competent enough to have planned all of that. I also heard a report on the radio about both John Podesta and Randy Mook being buried up to their necks in this scandal as well. But I have been unable to confirm or deny that yet. Whatever. And now those same corrupt Democrats, who were responsible for the whole fagoogliation in Iowa in the first place, they want to recount the results for us. Right. I'm afraid that does not instill a great deal of confidence. No, there's no funny stuff going on around here. Just keep moving along now. Yes, I've been suspicious of all those polls saying that Joe Biden was the top dog ever since they started coming out. And my suspicions seem to have gained even more credibility with the apparent results in Iowa. Like the rump, the Democrats were evidently hoping that if they just kept repeating Joe Biden, over and over again, that they could simply say him into being. And it is time to take a quick station break. The Thunderbolt will return in just a moment. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. All right, welcome back. We will continue our Thunderbolt election coverage in just a moment. But first, a related message.
Coming up next on the Terrence and Philip Thanksgiving special, Philip farts on Terrence and laughs.
Oh, cool.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Kind of bothers some people. If you're in a sleazy place like this and people start smoking, you know. It doesn't bother me in a nightclub because I'm used to it. If I'm in a restaurant, though, and I'm eating and someone says, "Hey, mind if I smoke?" I always say, "Oh no, do you mind if I fart?" It's one of my habits. Yeah, they got a special section for me on airplanes now. I quit once for a year, you know. But I gained a lot of weight. And, it's hard to quit. You know, after sex, I really have the urge to light one up, huh? See, I'm not a very tactful person.
And anybody who produces a radio program called the Thunderbolt is not likely to be a very tactful person either. You thus stand warned.
Gee, I hope I tuned into the correct dimension.
Oh.
And in fact, I am firmly of the view that life is much too important and much too sacred to ever be taken too seriously. And so, as a result of my iconoclastic worldview when it comes to politics, I tend to conduct a lot of political commentary with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. And so, in that spirit, it is time for everyone to silence their own voices and reverently sit at the feet of the Oracle of Olympia as he prognosticates upon the profundities of our political postures.
Oh.
On the fast lane of the street I'm driving, sometimes, somewhere, I'm arriving. Every day and every night.
The Olympia Oracle will speak upon our political presumptions.
On the fast lane of the street I'm driving. Sometimes, somewhere, I'm arriving. Every day and every night.
The Olympia Oracle will speak upon our political paradigms.
Oh.
Yes, kids. As far as the election race goes, I always vote, but mostly because a bunch of people died for my right to do so. When it comes to actually bringing about anything worth actually bringing about, though, I would place voting at or near the bottom of my list of effective tactics, especially on the federal level. That said, there are some things that voting can do, and it is happening whether or not it has any credibility or not. And so, here are the official Thunderbolt predictions for what is about to happen. Since Joe Biden already seems to be in the toilet, I predict that the corporate Dems are now going to go with Mayor Pete, since Mayor Pete has made perfectly clear that he is for sale to the highest bidder.
Slaying up the street I'm driving.
And unlike Bernie,
sometimes
Mayor Pete fully supports the brutal apartheid police state in Israel. Mayor Pete has a few problems, of course, in addition to the fact that he is so young and so inexperienced, and that he is so obviously a sold-out shill. For instance, the Democrats desperately need black voter turnout. But if you talk to blacks in South Bend, Indiana, which I can guarantee you, Faux News will do if Mr. Buttigieg gets the nod, then blacks in South Bend have so far proven perfectly willing to give readers or listeners an earful about their gentrifying ex-mayor and his racist policies. And if Mayor Pete fails to curtail Bernie, which seems likely, then I am predicting that the corporate Dems will then put their money on Mike Bloomberg. And then, if even Mr. Bloomberg's money machine fails to sway enough voters, which also seems likely since so many people are onto that game these days, then I am predicting that the Democratic Party machine will secretly start supporting
Donald Trump. For the sad fact is that the rump represents the interests of the war machine Democrats far more than Bernie Sanders does. And the Democratic Party machine knows that, even if most Democratic Party supporters do not know that. And just to be sure, they keep someone like Bernie Sanders away from their nomination. I have recently figured out that what they're probably trying to do now is to arrange a brokered convention, wherein no candidate goes into the convention with enough delegates to win, wherein the party elites can thus make their decisions in secret back rooms with lots of promises, if not actual cash, changing hands. I suspect that if Bernie goes into the convention with a serious lead and the war machine Democrats try to steal that nomination from him, then there will be much more serious hell to pay this time than there was last time. But the corporate Dems either don't understand that or don't care, or they figure that the price is worth their keeping their corrupt little stranglehold upon the party. But nonetheless, the Olympia Oracle now officially predicts this outcome.
Otherwise, though, unexpected things always unexpectedly happen, and no one ever expects those things to happen, and so further than this, I have absolutely no idea what the hell is going to happen next either. So whatever. And thus spake the Oracle of Olympia!
Toilet full of nasty ass, okay?
And now it is time to get to work. All right. That's it for the news and commentary section this week. I guess there is some admirable irony in the fact that the Oracle of Olympia proved wrong within a week before the show even aired, since I did not foresee Buttigieg dropping out of the race. And while the polls in South Carolina had Biden winning there, I did not believe those polls. But evidently, they either got it right this time or there were some rigged voting tabulators operating, though I've never heard of such things happening in South Carolina, and I haven't heard of anyone finding anything in that area, so that's just speculation on my part. I'm just always suspicious of authorities, and besides the fact that those suspicions usually turn out to be well justified, that is also my job. So anyway, Olympia listeners, now get our local activist events calendar, whilst Seattle listeners now get some music. And thus ends part one of the Thunderbolt, Why You Should Be Upset. Next comes part two, What Can Be Done About It? Across Cascadia, the masses are arising in response to
the Olympia Action Alert
for the week of March 7th through March 13th, 2020. All right, so I hope you're ready, because here we go with the Thunderbolt calendar. Our first event is later today, Saturday, March 7th. It's an IWW orientation. This will be from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Olympia Center, which is 222 Columbia Street Northwest. This event was organized by the Olympia Industrial Workers of the World, and this is their message. People will be joining us to learn about the industrial workers of the world, from its history to its tactics and structure. People who have questions are contacting organize at olympiaiww.com. So again, this is an IWW orientation, Saturday, March 7th, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Olympia Center, 222 Columbia Street Northwest. Also today, Saturday, March 7th, we have Tom Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N, a folk singer and storyteller. This will be at 7:30 p.m. at New Traditions Cafe, 300 Fifth Avenue Southwest. This event was organized by the Olympia Film Society, and here's their message. Tom Rawson, folk singer and storyteller, will be at New Traditions Cafe. This is a benefit event supporting local youth activists. The opening will be from singer Piper Josephine and Olympia's Raging Grannies. For information, phone 360-252-0684. Again, that's 252-0684. Or you can email fsilsby970@gmail.com. And yes, I will repeat that. It's fsilsby, numerals 970@gmail. And they are asking $20 per ticket or $12 for students and low-income folks. So again, this is Tom Rawson, folk singer and storyteller, Saturday, March 7th, 7:30 p.m. at New Traditions Cafe, 300 Fifth Avenue Southwest. Okay. And now we go to Sunday, March 8th. This is Talking About Injustice. This will be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Olympia Unitarian Universalist Congregation. And that's at 2200 East End Street, Northwest. I got this information from Wendy. We will be talking about injustice, a conversation with Dawood Al-Malik, DAWUDAL-MALIK. Dawood Al-Malik spent almost 50 years in Washington State prisons after being sentenced to death in 1966. One of the longest incarcerated and then freed prisoners in Washington history, Dawood will talk with us about his experience as a black man in the criminal justice system. He has maintained his innocence throughout, and his case is currently being reviewed by the King County Prosecutor's Office, where he was originally sentenced. The conversation with Dawood will follow the showing of Brian Stevenson's TED Talk, We Need to Talk About an Injustice. This event is co-sponsored by the OUUC's Standing Up to Racism and Justice Not Jails. For information, you can contact Faith in Action Ministry at OUUC.org. Faith in Action Ministry at OUUC.org. This is Talking About Injustice, Sunday, March 8th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Olympia Unitarian Universalist Congregation, 2200 East End Street, Northwest. All right, now we go to Tuesday, March 10th. This is a workplace organizing collective. This will be from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Power Office, 309 Fifth Avenue Southeast. That's Parents Organizing for Welfare and Economic Rights. It's not like where you go to pay your power bill. This event was organized by the Olympia Democratic Socialists of America, and here's their message. The Workplace Organizing Collective is a group of Olympia DSA organizers and community members who meet on the second Tuesday of every month to teach one another effective, concrete organizing skills to build power at work. Many people who are fed up with their bosses are coming to join us. This collective is open to everyone who wants to improve the lives of their families and communities by organizing for economic justice. Drop-ins are welcome. DSA has a website here, olidsa.org. And there's a Facebook event, and that's the only way I see to contact these folks. So again, this is a Workplace Organizing Collective, Tuesday, March 10th, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Power Office, 309 Fifth Avenue Southeast. That's right next door to Rainy Day Records. Also on Tuesday, March 10th, it's an election night party. This will be from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. at the Olympia Lamplighters, which is at 211 4th Avenue East. This event was organized by Thurston for Bernie 2020, and this is their message. People will be joining us to celebrate the Washington primary election results. It's a potluck, so people will be bringing what they'd like to bring. And a Facebook event is the only contact I see. So again, this is an election night party, Tuesday, March 10th, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. at the Olympia Lamplighters, 211 4th Avenue East. Okay, and now we're to Wednesday, March 11th. It's the Billy Frank Jr. Community Celebration. This will be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Nisqually Middle School, 8100 Steilacoom Road, Southeast in Lacey. Steilacoom is S-T-E-I-L-A-C-O-O-M. Steilacoom. This event was organized by the Nisqually Middle School, and here's their message. There will be cultural presentations, community displays, and refreshments celebrating Billy Frank Jr.'s life and legacy. This is hosted by the Nisqually Tribe and North Thurston Public Schools. And again, a Facebook event is the only contact information I see. So this is Billy Frank Jr., a community celebration, Wednesday, March 11th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Nisqually Middle School, 8100 Steilacoom Road, Southeast in Lacey. Also on Wednesday, March 11, we have a Jacobin Reading Group. This will be from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Orca Books. That's at 509 4th Avenue East. This event was organized by the Olympia Democratic Socialists of America, and here's their message. Ole DSA hosts a Jacobin Reading Group that meets on the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. at Orca Books. We generally discuss three or four short articles of interest to socialists, published primarily, though not exclusively, in Jacobin. Contact us at jacobin@oledsa.com for more information. And Jacobin is spelled J-A-C-O-B-I-N. Topics and links to articles are available at oledsa.org/jacobin. All are welcome. Their website is oledsa.org, and there's a Facebook event, and that's it. So again, this is the Jacobin Reading Group, Wednesday, March 11th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Orca Books, 509 4th Avenue East. All right, and finally we come to Friday the 13th, March 13th. This is a benefit for Interfaith Works with Bikini Kill and Table Sugar. This will be from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Capitol Theater, 206 5th Avenue Southeast. This event was organized by the Olympia Film Society, and this is their message. This is a benefit for Interfaith Works featuring Bikini Kill and Table Sugar. $25 for general admission and Olympia Film Society. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. Limit of 4 tickets per purchase, online sales only. And their website is olympiafilmsociety.org. And if you have not purchased tickets on the Olympia Film Society website before, you should get your account set up, as we have a secure site that requires a password. Bikini Kill. And Bikini Kill kills, too, by the way. I play them on my show sometimes. Bikini Kill is a feminist punk band that was based in Olympia and Washington, D.C., forming in 1990 and breaking up in 1997. Bikini Kill is credited with instigating the Riot Girl movement in the early 90s via their political lyrics, their zines, and their confrontational live show. Bikini Kill reunited in the spring of 2019 with original members Kathleen, Kathy, and Toby, who were joined live by Erica Don Lyle. They sold out multiple shows in Los Angeles, New York, and London, as well as heading the Riot Fest in Chicago. Interfaith Works was founded in 1945, and it is a nonprofit coalition made up of 32 diverse faith communities in Thurston County. Interfaith Works Homeless Services is one of the primary service providers for single adults and couples without dependent children living with extremely complex challenges related to their physical and mental health. And an aside I will stick in, Interfaith Works does almost all of that. They totally kick ass on that. So back to their message. This is a list of items we will gladly accept for donations on the night of the show. Light or medium machine washable blankets, new or gently used okay. Twin size sheets, new or gently used okay. Socks, new or gently used okay. Gloves, same. Hats, same. Adult clothing of all seasons, types, sizes, genders, etc., same. And menstrual supplies of all kinds, new only. I don't know if they meant that was a joke, but it was a good one. So again, this is a benefit for Interfaith Works featuring Bikini Kill and Table Sugar, Friday, March 13th, 8 to 11 p.m. at the Capitol Theater, 206 Fifth Avenue Southeast. And that's it for the calendar this week. And once again, I managed to guess almost exactly how much time I would need for the calendar this week. So that's almost it for the show this week. You should send some money to the public community radio station of your choice, because they need it and we need them. We'll see you next week. Peace. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt, nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to Dana 98501@gmail.com, and we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And please note that the Thunderbolt is on Facebook, where you can find links to the show and to the show notes. Or you can now go directly to the Thunderbolt WordPress site, which is at dana98501.wordpress.com.
Thank you very much.